This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Ooh. And Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. If you missed any part of Hour 1, go back and get it. The audio podcast is available anywhere you get podcasts. You just subscribe to Kevin McCullough or Radio Night Live on Spotify, Amazon, Apple, Audible, Google Play, SoundCloud. We're everywhere. But if you want to see it, you can go to the archives at SalemNewsChannel.com. They have them very conveniently lined up there. You can get that easily. So grateful to have you with us. Thank you to Biz TV for putting us on the air, broadcasting-wise, in 66 markets tonight. Thank you to Salem News Channel, who has us on the OTT, over-the-top options for your Roku and your Apple devices and those types of things. And then all those great radio stations, from WPG in Atlantic City, New Jersey, all the way over to KMET in Los Angeles and everywhere in between. And we are very excited that the entire Kevin McCullough radio universe is being expanded via partnership with USA Radio Network, which is picking up my daily show and my weekend show and advancing it to 700 additional cities through the means of radio at their auspices as well. So lots of opportunities to work with lots of great partners, and we are very appreciative of all of it. Now, in this hour, we have got a very special guest coming up. I found Tori Hope Peterson literally through doom scrolling. You know what doom scrolling is? You're on the Instagram and you're just and you're just going past post after post after post. You don't really understand, you know, all the things that you're looking at. But there was this one post that caught my attention, and she was doing the cue card throwaway post, you know, where they have something written on it, and then they put that one down, and the next one behind it, and you read that. And everything that she put on one of the cue cards, you know, she was born basically in abuse, is what she called it. Her first 3 days of life were spent with basically a man who had hired her mother to sleep with him. She was transferred from foster home to foster home over and over again. She was eventually adopted by her high school track coach, won 5 state track championships her senior year, goes on to college, gives a TED Talk, gets married, becomes a believer in Jesus Christ, has children, is a mom, has a book about her story that she pitches to 50-plus publishing agents in the country that gets turned down at every turn. And yet she perseveres through, and she's with us tonight. She just won Mrs. America, which is a contest I guess they still have. I'm not familiar with the beauty contests, just to be totally straightforward. But she just won that, and she is telling her story, and we are very glad to have Tori Hope Peterson with us tonight. Looking forward to that great conversation, because I was so fascinated with what she had in those cue cards, and I said, we've got to figure out what that story is all about. So anyway, that's coming up. And then, of course, Sam Robson is back before the end of the hour as well. Now, those of you that have been helping us, Christian Solidarity International, again this year, is helping us liberate slaves in northern Sudan. These are South Sudanese Christians that were taken in slavery during the Sudan Civil War and never released after the war's conclusion. But we have an update on what we've done so far for this year, and we can put that number on the screen there, Nick, and that will be good. All right. So last week, 90 women were still left to be freed in 2022. 79 women remain, meaning that we helped liberate another 11 women caught in slavery last week because of your faithfulness. So those of you that went to the phone and dialed 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, and said, I want to liberate a life, I want to end slavery, I want to bring her home. And if you want to give online, that's where you can give the gift. It's bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. A gift of $250 takes one female slave who's caught in slavery in northern Sudan, not only gets her home safely to South Sudan, but then gives her this thing called the Bag of Hope that literally gives her all the tools that she needs to then start her life all over again, but self-sufficient this time. Grain to plant for her own survival, food to last the whole first year she's out of captivity, a she-goat to begin a micro-enterprise with, to develop milk products with, milk, cheese, etc., and all the utensils that she needs to do these different types of things, the gardening, the fishing, all the stuff that she needs for the cultivating of the grain, that's all included in the one-time gift of $250 that changes her life forever. And I'm so grateful for those of you that have given. We started the year with 192 names on the list, and as of tonight, we are 79 names away from marking those names off. So thank you for those of you that have given. If you've been thinking about it, you've been hearing me week after week, and you said, Kev, there's something I'd like to do here. I want to be involved. I can only tell you, my family has been immensely touched by the opportunity to get involved in the lives of these women over the last number of years. In fact, for the last couple of years, we have taken the pledge in the McCullough household to set aside enough each month to liberate one slave each month. So we did 12 in 2021. We're in the process of doing 12 in 2022. I would ask you to join us. Would you consider doing one slave a month, $250 a month, to liberate a slave? There are about 35,000 to 40,000 slaves left in North Sudan. This would, if we hit these 192 this year, that still leaves a vast number of people that are not yet freed. Our goal is to help until they are all liberated. But whatever you can do tonight, if you can only do $25 a month for 10 months, that would liberate one slave. If you could do $50 a month for 5 months, that would liberate a slave. If you could do $125 a month for 2 months, that would liberate a slave. But whatever the amount that you're able to do, whatever you're able to do, we hope that you would be able to stand with us tonight as we seek to get that number down to zero before the end of the year. But thank you for those of you that have given so far. Only 79 left to go out of the 192 that we started the year with, which is a great thing. Here's the phone number, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. That's the number that you can call and the website that you can go to liberate a slave tonight with CSI. Now, I'm very grateful for everybody that has done that. But I also know that this is an interesting time in history that we're living through. I am not under any misconfusion or misunderstanding that the policies here in America have continued to basically destroy the American home economy. There's so much less that your dollars are able to do this year because of the way the supply chain has happened, because of the way the energy equation has impacted us. And so I'm not asking you to take food out of your family's table or anything like that. I am asking if there is a way that you can see the way you prioritize things and say, is there a way that even in the midst of this time that we live in, do I still have enough blessing? Do I still have enough extra in my life to touch someone who truly has never had anything? If I was to tell you the story of some of these women that we have liberated, they have been forced to mutilate their own genitals because their slave master said, you can't be in my house unless you're a good Muslim. And a good Muslim woman has to mutilate her genitals if she is not of Islamic background. It has something to do with removing the temptation of sexual pleasure, etc., etc. But they don't do it in a nice, neat, surgical, medical facility. It's, here's the lid of a tin can. Go down to the river and do it for yourself. Friends, that's the type of abuse that you're liberating these women from when you call 888-342-1010 or go to bringherhome.org, bringherhome.org. When we continue, Tori Hope Peterson tells her story to us for the first time here on Radio Night Live. I'm Kevin McCullough. Stay right here. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management. Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right. Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as you know, here in the second hour on Saturday nights, we open up something that we call the Ladies Lounge. And we've been doing this for about 9 years, where we every week, largely because talk radio, the industry that I work in, is so male-dominated. It's programmed by males. It's managed by males. It's talented by males. It's produced by males. They aim at a male audience most of the time. And I just felt like this about 9 years ago, that we were missing about half of the conversation. And certainly when you have conversations like we're going to have tonight, that comes into crystal clarity. But I am very thrilled to have had many different types of women from all walks of life. The great Leslie Stahl from 60 Minutes, former first ladies, all kinds of people sit in the ladies lounge guest chair. And tonight I think we may have found the most unique story that I've ever been able to bring to you. And so I'm very grateful to have my guest who, you know, as a matter of fact, I knew nothing about and simply ran across who she was by scrolling Instagram just literally a few days ago. But the more I dug into Tori's life, the more I thought, wow, this is something that we really need to let people know about. So Tori Hope Peterson, welcome to Kevin McCullough, Radio Night Live and the Ladies Lounge. It's an honor to have you with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my honor.
Your book is called Fostered, and I want people to go and order a copy before we even talk about it. It tells much of the story that you're going to relay to us tonight. And I was doing a little bit of research on that, and you originally pitched it to 50 literary outlets. And they all said that.
Probably over 50 literary agents denied my book proposal in 2019. They said I didn't have a platform. A lot of them said, you're a good writer. This is a good story, but no one knows you. And so I just, you know, I really did what people had done in my life. I was like, I'm going to use what I have, and I'm just going to try and keep telling the story. I started doing social media, and it continued to grow. And a publisher actually reached out to me through social media, just like you did, and asked me if I wanted to sign a book deal, which is a very unusual way to go about a book deal. Usually you have to have a literary agent.
That is correct. I've been lucky enough to publish 3 bestsellers, and I had someone fighting for me in those boardrooms long before I ever started putting pen to paper. Let's talk about kind of the overarching arc of your story, because I think that's really compelling, and then we can delve into some of the juicier parts of what you've been through. But to say that you've lived an unusual life, I think, is an understatement. Give us the elevator pitch version of who Tori Hope Peterson is.
Sure. So I first went into the foster care system when I was 3 years old, and that really is the overarching theme of my story, is foster care. But I was reunified with my mom, and I did live with my mom for the majority of my childhood until I was about 12 years old. But my mom struggles with mental illness. The abuse in our home continued to increase, and that put me back into the foster care system, this time with my sister, who was 10 years younger than me when I was an adolescent. But after our first home together, we were separated, and I went to go move throughout 10 more foster homes until I emancipated foster care the day I turned 18.
Wow. And there was a lot that went into all of those years. And it's interesting that we're having this conversation because as an adoptive father, adoptive parents, are required to, in some states, become foster parents before they're allowed to adopt. And so there's a lot of different angles for me that are of interest in your story as well. You also made mention in your little flashcard version of your story on Instagram that some significant things happened in your experiences that began to shape you. And you mentioned your faith publicly as one of them. What part of your life did that enter, and how did that begin to affect you?
Well, I feel like, you know, God was there throughout my whole life. I just didn't really notice it until I was 17 years old. But there was a woman who came into my life when I was in junior high and started to minister to me when things got dangerous, unsafe at my home with my biological mom. She would come and take my sister, and she would feed us dinner, and just she was just like a safe space for us. And then she would take me to church on Wednesdays. So really, you know, God started ministering to my heart through her and her ministry when I was in junior high. But I didn't really accept Christ into my life until I was 17. I was very angry growing up. I didn't understand why God never gave me a father. And it was realizing that God was my father, that he had provided, that he had protected me and loved me and prepared me throughout the foster care system, throughout my life, that I came to accept him as that. And there are so many other little things. When I tell my story, what I've come to realize is that it is about me, but really it's so much more about people that God placed in front of me at his perfect timing that revealed himself to me.
Well, and you make mention of some of those, and I know that your book is, and I have not had a chance to read the book. I look forward to it, but I know that you talk about a lot of these influences. Do you think it was those people's presence, whether God put them there or not? Obviously, you believe that he did, but what were those the kind of the places you just held on to until the wave passed and you were able to get to the next destination on the journey?
Oh, definitely. You know, I had a track coach who came into my life. He started to mentor me, and he really stood in as a father figure. And so this is sometimes really hard for people to hear, but there were days where I just didn't see the purpose of life, where I just wanted to end it. And I would be like, well, I'm going to go see my track coach today. We're going to go practice today. Or I'm going to go get track pictures today. Or I have a track meet next week. And so there were all these little things that revolved my track coach especially that had me kind of holding on onto a thread. And then the year between my junior and senior year, my track coach told me, he's like, I think you can go on to the state track meet and win the whole thing. And like, no one had ever said anything like that to me. Mm-hmm. And we were the only two people on the track. And I was like, is he talking to me? And I was like, okay, that sounds great. And we started to continue to build our relationship kind of off of that goal. And that year I did. I became a 4-time state champion in track and field. And Scott actually ended up taking me in into his home and welcoming me into his family.
So he literally became an adoptive dad.
Yeah. He's who walked me down the aisle at my wedding. He's who I came home. You know, there are a lot of kids in foster care. They go to college. They don't have any place to come back to. And he was always that home that I got to come back to for Christmas and the holidays.
We're speaking with Tori Hope Peterson, and you can follow her on Instagram by her entire name, T-O-R-I, Hope Peterson, three E's in Peterson, not the S-O-N-S-E-N. So I know there's a etymology war between the Petersons that are S-O-N's and the S-E-N's. I don't fully understand it, but we're just going to leave it there for now.
And still to come on Radio Night Live tonight, the musical stylings of Sam Robson before we're done, plus much more with Tori Hope Peterson. This is Radio Night Live from New York.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service, warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend, clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
The name of the book is Fostered, and in the in your story, you talk a lot about the foster system. What are your overall observations about the way the foster system works, and whether or not it is doing beneficial things for children that are caught in crisis?
Yeah, you know, I think something that we can all agree on is that caseworkers are so overworked. Caseworkers have such a high demand for their job. They are serving biological parents. They're serving youth in foster care. They're serving foster parents. In a sense, they're serving, you know, multiple units of family at once for what's for a single family. and they have to meet very challenging needs, like, you know, survival-like needs for these kids and their families. And that's a really challenging job. And so, sadly, a lot of needs, right, go unmet. And foster youth, the most healing thing in life is connection and relationship. But when you're living in survival mode, you don't get a chance to connect and to build relationship. So I think that's where the foster care system is struggling the most. And when I think of my story, you know, the foster care system, it did fail me in that way. There wasn't a lot of space or time for relationship, but it was people outside of the foster care system in community, in the church, at my school that I was able to build those healing connections with.
So your view towards people that may want to be foster parents, what is your encouragement to people that step into that role? I've known a lot of people, specifically Christians in the church, that choose to be actively involved in the foster parent program. But I can understand how their worldview and lifestyle might produce a wholly different outcome than some of the things that you were exposed to.
Yeah, so, you know, I think what I've learned as a youth, and then even more so as my husband and I have become foster parents, the advice that I would give is to know your limits, have boundaries, and don't take on more than you can handle, because the people who suffer the most are the children. The people who suffer the most when we take on too much as adults, when we try and be heroes, is the children. And really, we don't want to play hero as foster parents. We want the child to be the hero of their own story.
Right.
So figure out how you can make the child the hero of their own story.
Well, and certainly there are a lot of heroic moments about your story that I want to get into. The book is called Foster. You can get it at any bookseller, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, et cetera. You can also get it on Tori's. Do you have it? You have it connected to your social media, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I have it on my website.
Yeah.
Get an autographed copy there, personalized copy, or they can order it from any retailer.
There you go. All right. Let me ask you about, as you were going through your story, I mean, you kind of, you started a little bit later than I even thought you were going to. The first 3 days of your life were a crisis moment, were they not?
Mm-hmm. Yes. My mother, she was actually in jail when she was pregnant with me. And so she didn't want me to go into the foster care system. And so I spent the first 3 days of my life with one of my mother's previous tricks. My mother was involved in prostitution before I was born. And she did leave, like she left that lifestyle because she really wanted to be a good mom to me. And she put in a lot of effort to do that, especially considering all of her childhood trauma and all that she had experienced as a kid. But yeah, the first 3 days of my life, I spent with someone who was probably not the safest person.
Yeah. Well, and I just think that that's another kind of unique testimonial to the fact that God had his hand on you, literally, from the moment of birth to this very moment. Tori, what have you learned in this journey about overcoming things that are fairly unfair and you have almost no power to change?
You know, I think I've learned that compassion, kindness, love can change anyone. If we're willing to stay with people, if we're willing to stick it out when things get hard, that's what changed me. It was a bunch of people who were willing to love me when I was difficult and traumatized and hurting. You know, they didn't know that this was going to be the end of the story. They didn't know we were going to have a success story like we do now, a book and a 4-time state champion and all these things. They just loved me when actually the chances were that I would be all of those opposite things, that I was going to be a statistic. And so I think I have just learned to stay faithful in the process of loving people, even when it's hard.
All right. Tori Hope Peterson, whose book is called Fostered, stay right there. Coming right back on Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
574.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves me.
Once again, Kevin McCullough.
I'm curious, you're a mom now, and you're actually breaking this cycle of what sounds like a very chaotic family history with your mom's past and your childhood. What are your most important goals and hopes for your own children?
You know, above all else, I want them to know the Lord. I want them to love Jesus and love people like Jesus loves people. My sister, who I was separated from, also lives with me. And so my hope for her is to know the Lord and know that Jesus loves her above all else. And, you know, I just hope that we have a good relationship. One of the hardest things in my adulthood has been not having strong relationships with parental figures, kind of always feeling alone and lost in that way, especially when I watch other peers my age have really close relationships, all these memories. You know, I was adopted by my track coach, but we don't share all these years and years of memories where we went on vacation together. So I hope that me and my kids can share that together.
It sounds like you're on your way to that for sure. Another person in your life that you mentioned as one of those safety nets or safe places is your husband, obviously. And I'm curious if you could walk us through a little bit of your story with him. But how did your background and past and really kind of a lack of a foundation of being able to trust anyone impact your ability to find and give love and to know someone that you know, kind of in that ultimate sense, you were able to trust and to, you know, start a brand new life with?
Yeah, you know, it's so funny. I think I might be on the opposite end of, like, just over trusting people instead of being skeptical of people. There's this part of my story has made me really want to lean into people, be there for people, love people. But, you know, Jacob was just a safe person. That's my husband. Jacob was just a safe person. He was kind. You know, within like the first week of meeting him, he showed me his favorite sermon that like just totally, that was the swooner. And I think, you know, he's just always been there. One of the things that I told him from the very beginning, there were a lot of people in my life who left, you know, or who threatened to leave. And I said, please just don't ever threaten to leave. Like, please just don't do that. And he's never done that. And I really, really appreciate that because I think, you know, marriage hasn't always been easy. Marriage isn't easy for anybody. I definitely understated and underrated that when I was a kid. Like, adults would say that to me and be like, oh, they're just being exaggerative. But marriage really is hard. And even when it gets hard, you know, he really is a strong husband who just sticks through it.
It sounds like that's a real gift for you. In a very secure sense. You know, it's interesting. My second book I wrote was about what constitutes real manhood. And it's pretty well documented that women, in kind of their innate DNA, seek and desire to have security in their life. And men, in their DNA, similarly need significance. And that when a man is bringing security to his bride's life, she thrives because she's confident and there's a sense of stability and the ground isn't constantly shaking underneath her feet and so forth. Likewise, when the bride comes to the man and says, you know, you're my hero, you know, you go out and you slay the dragons and I'm just so grateful for you, that piles on esteem where he doesn't get scratched in ways that nothing else does. And I don't think it's a big stretch to say that a good marriage is one where those things are given in large proportion back and forth to each other, that security and significance kind of go hand in hand. And I'm curious, when you were in as an insecure environment as you were for much of your life, was that an even more pronounced need for you as you got into adulthood and you were really trying to figure out what you were going to do and, you know, where life was going?
Oh, absolutely. I do feel like it was even more, you know, like a huge desire. Stability was such a huge desire in my life and in our relationship. And I remember even like voicing that to him multiple times. And another, I love the way you describe your book, because I do think that Jacob has, you know, we get some feedback, you know, we're in the church, and so we get some feedback of, you know, me being like this working woman and having a lot of like what I would say is significant. And Jacob just honors that so well, and he's walked with me through it. And I think that there are a lot of men who could really be intimidated by that. And like I said, he just remains strong. But something that I've always tried to do is make sure that he feels so significant in our home, that he feels a part of the work that I'm doing, because it really wouldn't be able to be done if it wasn't for him. I wouldn't be able to be on this with you if he wasn't with our kids.
There you go.
He really is like, but it's so much more than that. He really is an amazing, phenomenal parent. He's taught me so much about parenting. He's taught me so much about love and leadership. And I wouldn't be, you know, the leader and lover that I am unless he led and loved me as he has.
Yeah, no, that's well said. Again, the name of the book is Fostered, and you can get it on our website. You can go to her social media, her Instagram handle, Tori Hope Peterson. She's got a LinkedIn, our Linktree bio there at the top, and it's connected to that. You can get an autographed copy. And I just found out that you were asked to tell your story as part of a TED Talk. I'm curious as to what that experience was like for you.
Yes. So the TED Talk, I did it. I shared my story, and I also created a project called F the File, which stands for Fight the File. When a child goes into the foster care system, their first impression that a foster parent gets of them is their file, which talks about the worst things they've ever done, the worst things that have ever been done to them. And so I talked about how we fight the effects of the file, because that's traumatizing, right? To have a first impression, and it's like literally all the most traumatizing things that have ever happened in your life. And you can never, like, it feels like you're digging yourself out of a hole. You can never start from a place of goodness with someone who's very important to you, this parent figure that you want to have a good relationship with.
Tori, please come back and visit with us again. But congratulations on everything that God has pulled you through and that you've learned and now you're sharing with others, because you're changing the world in the process. And it's been an honor to have your story with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me, Kevin.
You got it. Kevin McCullough, we're coming right back. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the musical genius of Sam Robson.
I see trees of green, red roses
a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.